Jane, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Except that time I climbed Kilimanjaro, so maybe this is the second hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Actually, no, wait, I did swim the channel, so that would make this the third hardest thing. So this is the 23rd hardest thing I've ever had to do. Wait, I did build that shed by myself, so this would be number 24. GCSE Spanish oral, that was a bugger. That thing with the Pope, cleaning it up for hours. Washing a sieve. Always find it tricky. So this is the 986th hardest thing I've ever had to do. I'm leaving you. Bye.
The detective woke up just after dawn. He stared at his reflection in a mirror. He wasn't getting any younger. His eyes were red and bleary. His scalp was dry and itchy. He was 2 years old, and soon he would be three. Unless he stayed two. He wasn't sure if you stayed the age you were or if that changed. He wasn't sure about a lot of things. The only thing he knew was he was tired. Tired of this down and dirty life. Tired of trying to make some sense out of a world gone mad.
Dear Mum and Dad, I'm in Mexico now, in a little village called Catamethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethethetheth people.
I hate you, gringo. I kill you.
Thank you, monsieur.
A statement was made by this physician to the effect that he was sorry to interrupt and that they could go back to shagging each other in a minute. But first, they should know that he wasn't a fool. And also, he couldn't believe that they would both do him like this. At this point, the wife of the physician began to apologise to the subject for the physician's behaviour. It was noted by this physician that she was the one who should be apologising for trying to shag the elephant man.
Good morning, Mr. Cooper.
Turn that radio off, Edwards, or you're fired.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Sandra, if that man's working here in the morning, you won't be.
Yes, sir.
Look at them all down there, scrabbling about on the trading floor. Little money-making rats.
Those are rats, sir. You're looking at the pet corner.
Oh, who gave them all that money?
You did, Mr. Cooper. You wanted to see what they'd do.
And?
They just tore it all to shreds.
They have so much to teach us.
Mum, Dad, a very quick note. Now to the letter.